AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The long-awaited campaign announcement from Hillary Rodham Clinton came on Sunday. The AP's Jerry Bolander reports she's in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination.
The former First Lady, Senator, and Secretary of State jumped into the race in an online video, saying she wants to be the champion of average Americans, adding the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top. Her campaign calls her a tenacious fighter who can get things done, and whose experience shows that she can work with Congress, business leaders, and world leaders.
The GOP had people outside Clinton's campaign headquarters. Allie Perro is with the Republican National Committee.
What we're doing here today is we're just making sure people are asking the questions that should be asked. Hillary Clinton's launching her campaign under a shadow of secrecy. She hasn't answered questions about the email scandals. She hasn't answered questions about foreign donations to her Clinton Foundation while she was Secretary of State.
A new report finds room for improvement among U.S. airlines.
Government data show more flights are late, more bags are getting lost, and customers are lodging more complaints about U.S. airlines. A pair of university researchers tracked the information. Among the findings, the percentage of flights that arrived on time fell to 76.2% last year from 78.4% in 2013. The rate of lost, stolen, or delayed bags rose 13% in 2014. Consumer complaints to the government jumped 22% last year. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Attorneys for Saudi Arabia says a judge should reject claims by families of victims of the 9/11 attacks that new evidence, including an interview with the man who became known as the 20th hijacker, shows agents of the kingdom directly and knowingly helped the hijackers.
Saudi Arabia was among the countries sued in 2002 and afterward for allegedly aiding al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. The lawsuits sought billions of dollars in damages.
Correspondent Violet Ikonomova. This is AP Radio News. His publicist and Canadian police say Ryan Reynolds was the victim of a hit and run in a hotel parking garage in Vancouver, struck by a paparazzi driving a car. The driver fled. The actor was not injured. An attorney for rapper Nelly says his client will be exonerated of felony drug charges once the facts are presented.
The lack of a sticker led to a drug bust on Nelly's tour bus. The Tennessee Highway Patrol says troopers pulled over Nelly's tour bus Saturday morning because it did not have a required U.S. Department of Transportation sticker. The Highway Patrol says troopers smelled marijuana and searched the bus. The troopers say they found a small amount of marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and five rocks that tested positive for meth, as well as numerous handguns. Nelly was released from jail on a $10,000 bond. He's due in court June 19th. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Furious 7 still number one at the box office.
You just earned yourself a dance with the devil, boy.
Earning another $60 million. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait. Getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.